Sifyat Beis, Siman Pei Dalet, as we continue our quest for Heterim. Okay, the discussion today, at least the first part of today's shiur, is around a Kula and Sivches, which we did not spend much time on. Back to Sivches, we have a Kabbalah that in the third line, Imshaha Pri Akshaneka Yud Beis Chaydesh Eichob Leibedika. We didn't spend time on this. We'll see where it's Nageya. It says that if you have a vegetable or a fruit that has teloyim, that has insects in it, and it stayed in storage for 12 months, Eichob Leibedika. Why? Shekol Beria She'im Bayetzem Eine Miskayim Yud Beis Chaydesh. Now, it's important because this is a Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalah in the Gemara that a beria does not last 12 months. And
does it mean any
etzem
or
shidra? No, I think it means etzem. Means etzem. All worms and flies don't have bones. And therefore, if you have fruits that stay in storage for 12 months, It's mutter. So lamaisa, this is a heter that's rarely applied because most of our vegetables, which are problem for fruit, apples and pears, which stay a long time, are not mutulohim. The problem is mostly with lettuce and other vegetables, and these things usually don't stay 12 months. So mamela, the heter doesn't apply. Let's discuss what. It falls apart. It falls apart. I'll explain. There is some question as to whether it physically falls apart or it just turns into, call it dust or something that falls apart easily by touching it, which you'll see in a minute. We're going to discuss. Now, I don't know if this means dead ones or live ones, but I have no idea. Now, you have to remember, even if it reproduces on the fruit, it's mutter because it's not a sheretz, a sheretz al aretz, right? It's not a sheretz that was connected to the ground.
They have another shell,
exoskeleton, so I don't know. I don't know which insects yes and which insects not. I have no idea. Welcome. And so I can only tell you what it says here and that it applies to those creatures that we know are okay. I don't know if it applies to the crustaceans in the water. Your water can be stored 12 months. So I have no idea. I only know what it says here and that it applies to most vegetables. Now, Sif Yud Beis, which we learned quickly at the end of last week, it says, Merkachas, Merkachas, the honey or some other jam or jelly in which the jelly stays 12 months and it waited 12 months. Yesh l'stapek bohem mne shadvash darka lahamir advarim ha-nitmonim b'saychai. I'm not sure, the Mechaber says, if this heter of Yud Beis Chaydesh applies because it is the derech of the bugs to be preserved in honey. And I mentioned you last week that honey or jelly is a natural preservative.
But doesn't that fight against the thing that's in the honey
turns
into honey?
So we said things in honey turn into honey. So Shach Lamed Dalid says a chilek, and we need Dr. Babbage to certify whether science has figured out the Shach yet. But the Shach Lamed Zayin says it. We have stiras in Chazal as to whether honey is a preservative. I mentioned to you last week that Hordis, the Gemara says in the first parak above Abarsa, preserved the body of the last of the Benos HaChashmenoim by putting her in honey. And on the other hand, we know certain things melt into honey and turn into honey. So he says the things that are whole, preserved, and things that are cut are nimuach, and right, that's what the Shas says. I didn't investigate. What?
Did he call
her honey? I'm sure he did. Yeah. Okay. That's where the name comes from. When you refer to your wife, honey, that's what you're thinking of. So at any rate, this of course takes away the heitzah of freezing broccoli and waiting 12 months. Because if you say we have a Kabbalah, if the 12 months it falls apart, you would think, I think it's anyway, it's logical that if you freeze it, that there's no, eitzah of waiting 12 months. However, there is a serious discussion, and it's even halacha l'maisa, about things that are processed by dehydration, which is very common today. And the question of whether you can take something like basil or other spices, which are mostly petaloim, and when you buy a container of spice, that's basil or any of these things that have bugs in them, the assumption is that Mr. McCormick doesn't check for bugs before he turns them into spices, and yet it has a hechsher. He doesn't buy Bodek either. Right? McCormick is the spice company. I look perplexed. But the issue which the hechsherim deal with at length is whether putting things through a dehydrator is enough to say this heter of 12 months. And it doesn't take 12 months. So this whole discussion is around the Binas Adam. The Binas Adam, when the Chochmas Adam brings these halachas, the halach of Yud Beis Chaydish, in the Binas Adam he quotes, it is an abbreviation, I don't know what it stands for, he says, Hadayin Hazokein de Vilna. The old Dayin of Vilna, Paskin in Vilna, the following heter. Now they didn't have dehydration machines, but he Paskin that they could take spices that are mostly petiloim and dry them out in an oven, and that preserves it. And assume that just like bugs that stand 12 months, stamazoi, are nimuach, hu hadin, if it's heated up in an oven. What's the makar for this? It's a taisvus. Now, it's important to understand the makar, and that's where the argument in Lumdis applies. But again, what we're heading for is a heter when you put things in. Now, a dehydration machine works by sucking out the liquid of whatever is put in. Things decompose because of the liquid that's in them. Things that are totally dry stay a longer time. And when you remove the liquid, then it stays. That's how the Mitzrim embalmed Mason, by drying out the guf. And that's why they have beef jerky or salami. By removing liquid, it stays a longer time. So the dehydration machine, which today is a very which is used a lot in the industry, it does that. Now the basis of this whole thing is a tosis in Avodah Zarah that we don't paskin like, but for a different reason. Now, let me explain. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, this on Daf Lamed Daled, talks about grape skins or shmarim. After a guy squeezes the wine out of grapes, you have whatever remains, the grape skins and the shmarim, or the pits. Now these things are full of wine. They're all osur out stam yeinam. And the Gemara says if you let it stay, yud beis chaydesh, then it becomes mutter. All the wine dries out of the grape skin. And it becomes heter, whatever the beer is. Gemara says after 12 months it becomes heter. What's the reason? The reason is what happens in 12 months? No chemical thing happens. All that happens is an evaporation of all the liquid that's in the grape skin. So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos says, you don't got to wait 12 months. If you put the shmarim in an oven and you leave them in the oven long enough that they dry out, that you're going to have the same heter of the Gemara that of Yud Beis Chaydish. You don't need this. The point is not 12 months. The point is the amount that it dries out. And Mimela, if you put it in the oven, it dries out just as well. And Achas Kama V'Kama, the dehydration machines they have today, which were even better, take out all the liquid, That's the same thing as if it aged 12 months. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Chananel argues with Rabbeinu Tam, but he argues on the concept of waiting 12 months for all Shmarim. Now, his argument is not based... His argument is based on the fact that Rabbeinu Tam understands that what the Gemara says about Durdoi Darmoi to apply to all Shmarim, to all the residue on the bottom of the when you remove the wine. So it's a machlokes in the Yayin Nesech aspect. But the Etzem Din is true that heating in an oven is the equivalent of Yud Beis Chaydish. Memela, you can argue by Yayin Nesech if there's a heter. But by Beria, there's certainly a heter of Yud Beis Chaydish. Nobody argues about that. So Rabbi Nasadam says, Hu Hadin, that's the reason that this Dayan of Vilna Paskin, that putting it in the oven is good, because putting it in the oven dries it out just like Yud Beis Chaydish. And Memela, we have a heter. So we can take these vegetables, now you have to like them. You put lettuce in an oven and you dry it out. No one's going to want to eat it. But the spices, it works. You put in whatever it is, these different types of spices in the oven, and you heat them up and you grind them, and they're good. No one eats the spice. You add the spice to your food, and mamela, it does whatever it has to do.
Don't they have to?
That's what he says. So very good. So Bina Sodom asks, you're on the roll today. He asked, I'm about with a slachat chillah, how are you allowed to do it? He says, what? Well, he's a different answer. He says, you're not being mevatalissa, you're being syrifisser. You're destroying it. You're not being mevatalit, you're destroying it. Destroying it, that's a heter, and he says that therefore it's mutter. That's what he says. Raisins are not that dry. Raisins are moist inside. They write on them, moist, plump.
It's not baked to that point where it's destroyed.
Right, it's just put out in the sun. Yeah. Or even the oven.
What?
There better be time of the insect, you mean? I don't know, but it's bottled. It's shishim kenegad. There's not so many bugs. But it's bottled with shishim anyway. Anyway, this is what he says. I mean, Marimok of any love. Bina Sodom says drying it out is destroying it, and it's mutter. I never tasted. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Now, he himself is cautious. He says this is the heter of the Dayan of Vilna. He says you can rely on it. He does ask. We're going to have it the last sif, which is duplicated in Kuftan Hay, Sheret Sarif Mutalo Ichle Mishum Refuah. Afra ba'almahu. It says a bird sheretz you can eat mishum refua because it's afra ba'alma. So it seems only mishum refua the heter applies. So Rabbi Nasadam says, first of all, the Shach says it's even mutter for a healthy person, you don't need mishum refua. And second of all, it's achshavei. Here we're not talking that the bug is mixed in with the spice, eating the bug itself. It's achshavei, it's different. So my point I want to make is that the Bina Sodom has kashas and terutzim, but bottom line, he's matter this process, and Memela, we have a heter that the Echsherim use today, which is that when things are put into the dehydration machine, that they are makel, that the bugs that are in it are considered Yud Beis Chaydesh, it's mutter. That's how we use spices today. I don't know. As far as I know, I don't know that anybody argues with this. I haven't seen Mohudadik spices that are made with checked vegetables. I assume that it's something that everyone's saimach on. Certainly, when you put the spice in the food, the bug, even if it's there, is batel b'shishim. We're not talking about the spice has taste, but not the bug. So we're talking about a shayla v'derabanan. And Mamela, they're makel on the halacha of dehydration. So my point is the Yud Beis Chaydish topic, it is Nagei Alamaisen, it's Nagei Alamaisen in this type of case.
Is there any issue to be rebutted on the issue of Chilad and issue of Darbana?
Fashkenazim. Yeah, I think the Sfaradim maybe not, but for most of Judaism, I know, but the Sfaradim hold up. It's a Drabbanan, there's no Issa. Okay, it's interesting, as he has here, this is a sefer on the laws of insects, which is written by someone in the kashrus field, Rabbi David Cohn, seems to be a very popular name. Cohn seemed to give a name, David. But this is Rabbi David Cohn, he's in the Chicago Rabbinical Council today. I used to be the one who wrote out the psakim in the OU. He's a wonderful Talmid Chacham. He has a number of svarim which deal with kashrus. So it's interesting, he has a chapter on freeze-dried. I always wonder what freeze-dried is. Wasn't anything dried and freeze-dried? How do you freeze and dry? So he describes freeze-dried, and the shaila on whether freeze-dried spices are also mutter. Now the Chai Adam, Chachmas Adam, Binas Adam, they say, you put it in the oven, you dry it, it's mutter. That's a psak. And that psak we have, you can have questions along this, but it's a clear psak, and it's the same thing. It's talking about bugs in vegetables that you dry in an oven. The dehydrating machine definitely dries it at least as well as an oven. And we have a klar makar for the heter. What about freeze-dried? So it's very interesting. What is freeze-dried? Freeze-drying is a sophisticated process whereby the item is frozen and then put into a warm chamber that is under strong vacuum so that the water portion of the food changes straight from ice to gas without ever becoming a liquid. What's the purpose of this? He says the drying process takes 24 hours. The reason people go through such effort to dry out food is because the delicate nature of the process allows the finished product to retain much of the taste and consistency of the original food. Somehow, it works differently. If you dry something, you lose some of the taste of the spice itself. And if you freeze dry it, you're getting rid of the liquid without it. You notice the difference in freeze-dried coffee? You don't notice. So anyway, this is the in contrast, the harsh heat of dehydration has a negative impact on the food. So the question, he says, is if freeze-drying is such a gentle process, allows the food to keep its original shape and texture, maybe the insects are also preserved. That's what he says. What about freeze-drying? So he says, to answer this question, Rav Gissinger, Alav Shalom, was Rav Amasher and Bodek, a big expert in this area. Rav Gissinger and I dry-freed a variety of insects. Fun thing to do on a Sunday morning. On separate occasions, if I had the machine, I'd do it also. On separate occasions, many years apart, to see what would happen to them. The results were that the insect retained their overall outer shape, but their insides had disappeared. And they disintegrated into a pile of dust as soon as someone placed a finger on them. Isn't that interesting? It's a lot like the puffed wheat, you know. It looks like it, and then it falls apart as soon as you... although the Yus Paiskin were skeptical of permitting freeze-dried herbs, they eventually agreed to permit them. So based on the above, the policy of most hashgachas is that freeze-dried herbs do not pose an insect problem. That said, freeze dryers are commonly used for shrimp and other non-kosher items, therefore they require hashgacha. This I heard about the dehydration machines as well from my friend who gives hashgachim for the OU. He told me that that's what he does.
But freeze dryer does not involve any heat.
What?
Afterwards, you evaporate. What are you with shrimp?
Why the machine is used with shrimp?
No, what's the problem?
No, there is heat. There is heat. It says a warm chamber under strong vacuums. Those who changes from ice to gas. To change from ice to gas, I assume you need heat. I think. So I don't know anything about that. Means not yatzeled this by?
Maybe not.
If yatzeled is 110 degrees, you don't need 110 degrees. 110, 115 degrees.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so I only know what I read, and I hear the point that you're making. I don't know. The quote of Rav Herschel Shechter's tshuva on the topic, he says, Shomati b'shem ha-mashkiach, Rav Shimon Yaffa, I don't know who he is, shebechol pab shebodek yirakash, and the siyav shebayfin kazesh, or freeze-drying, Kamach loy matza shiuchu shrotzim elu larza lekadmusan. Bavadi achal pasim yishen matzi klalu. Tev shrotzim that survive whole. Kamatam ne'apach ha'shevus la'afra ba'alma. Me'elan ein mokam ha'achmin b'zeh. He says, "Alachah b'dikas tisafi shemati shafir b'Yisrael belski shlita chazabay misrosei lahachmir." Seems originally he was yimachmir. Sev kol sev fiskam adivrei Gissinger. So anyway, so this is the heter. So the Yud Beis Chaydish heter comes alive again in the dehydration machines that they have today. So that's this discussion. What? Okay, so the Binas Adam discusses the Taz, the mice of the Taz Erev Shavuos, where there were raisins in a dough and they baked it. He says it's not daima, because when you put it in a dough, it doesn't dry out the same way. So he says you can't compare one to another. That's what he says.
It's a similar issue to a dishwasher after 12 months. Is similar?
It's not similar, not directly similar, but in its source it's similar because it's taka by wine. In wooden casks where the heter of Yud Beis Chaydish originates. And it is a similar comparison. Okay, so we learned one heter for today. The Yud Beis Chaydish heter, which is this. If someone wants to collect some bugs, and for you, you'll probably do it, right? You collect some bugs and put it in a container and hold it for 12 months and come back. And Yitzhak Hashem, next year, we'll... They sell freeze dried machines.
Yeah, because it's like whole thing in the.
It's part of organic. That's interesting. Why do they freeze dry? Apples? Yeah, okay, well, okay. Okay. Spy, okay.
Could you kill a bird? You have to make an experiment?
Why not? I can eat it, just an experiment with it. Okay, anyway, this is Sif Yud Beis. Okay, Mr. I assume you looked that up on. Okay, he Googled it, and Dr. Google says the temperature of freeze drying is between 95 and 100?
110.
And 110. Kim, could it be over 100 if it's. 100 is boiling, right? So I don't think it's got to be. The. 60? All right, so then the freeze drying, okay. I don't think it gets hotter. I think just. Temperature is an absolute thing. If it would get hotter, I think it would. Okay. I don't know. Let's go to Sif Yud Gimel. We get to one of the more famous heterim. We learned many, many times over the years the heter of the Taz, which somebody mentioned a few minutes ago. The Taz is heter of Bayem of Atlanis Lechatchila, and the source is, among other places, the Taz mentions it elsewhere also, but here he mentions it here in Sif Yud Gimel. So let's get to the so-called famous heter of the Taz. Sif Yud Gimel, the Devash Naflu by Namalim, honey into which insects fell, Yechamemenu, heat it up, et she nitach v'yisaninai. You should let it melt, and then you do some type of sinun. I can't imagine that honey is easily sifted. And if you could sift it, you could sift it without cooking it. So, okay. But it says that she nitach, that it melts. So, tazche yudches has what we call the famous heter of the Taz. Ein kan mevatel islachatchila, shen kavanaseinu elo lesakin hadvash. He says that when your kavana is to be misakin hadvash, has zero to do with a. So this is the heter of the Taz, that if your kavana is something else, it's mutter. We mentioned this with water, bugs in the water today. If somebody wants to make a coffee and he heats up water, assuming it's true, the bugs fall apart in the water. So you boil the water, making a soup, you boil the water, so it's mutter because the bugs fall apart. The answer is the same answer that you always boil water for soup, you always boil water for coffee. And the fact is, there's no issue of a mevatlin islachetchala. So this is the heter of the Taz, which granted a shach and lamet ches, it's on the other side. He brings the same quote. It's just that the Taz mentions it in numerous places and some. Now, I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Not, I'm talking about somebody who wants to make a soup or a coffee. Okay. Even if it's vadai, even if it's vadai, that's what it says. Now, what you say about suffix is going to play a role, and then when we learn the achrayim and what they do with this taz. Okay, now this taz is the subject of a certain amount of controversy. Pischei Tshuva Yud brings the pickbook of the Noda B'Yehuda. In Sivkat Yod, he says, "I ain't tell Shach Neivah to keep me near Kabbalah to the car." And she was not to be Yehuda. Yerodeis in Mechav Abba God. This is Eloi Shori Alech Shifah Mu'uriv. K'may Hacha V'la Arv L'chatchila Asa. The Night of Yehuda has problems with doing it L'chatchila in such a way. What's his problem? The Nachas Tzvi on the bottom, which is the Night of Yehuda Zarichas, the Mishnubura has Bir Alacha when he wants to be Marech. The Sechuva has Nachas Tzvi, it's just not as common. But he brings a Gevaldig Akasha, it's a Kasha that needs a Teretz, based on the din of the Rajba and Simon Tzadik Tes. We also learned this Heter many times. The Rajba had a Heter of Dover Shemishtamesh B'Shefa. If you remember, the Rajba's Heter was, if you have a pot, let's say you have a fleshiger pot, and hot milk spritzed on it on the outside, straight from a kli rishon. So now it has a bli of milk. So you have to kasher the pot. So the Rajba said, if it's a type of pot, shemishtamshim b'shefa, meaning every time you use the pot, certainly if every time you reach that level on the wall, it's 60 times the drip of milk, which is common. So the Rajba's shita was that there's no problem, you don't have to kasher the pot, you can just, you could cook in it. Something you use with a lot, all the time, with a lot of, with 60 times as much. So there's no isser in the drip of milk. It's always going to be bottle b'shish.
Even the first time that you have a smaller amount?
What?
Even if the first time you use it,
milk. No, only if you have a larger amount. It doesn't matter which time, because the bli is always there. Yeah. Now, b'vayis dais, if it's something that you're mishtamish not with shefa, and you just now want to be mishtamish b'shefa, let's say the amount of, let's say it's a spritz of milk in a frying pan. So now, usually you put a little bit of oil, there's no shishim, so it's aser. Even if now I'm using shishim, even if now I want to use it with an amount that's shishim, it's still aser. Now I'm not using shishim to be bevatel the drip, I'm just using the shishim to, that's what I want to cook. But vayistoyis from the Rajba that would be aser. This heter is only because it's a dovah that you always mishtamish b'sheva, that's a het. But otherwise there is no het. That's a steer to this, what we call the kula of the Taz. Look quickly in the Nachas Tzvi. You don't have to look so quickly, but just look in Nachas Tzvi. We'll go through the kasha. Ayin Taz v'shav, teiz v'atel, zikish kima shein kama nasa l'ka. Vayim shuz nab yudi yeredei chova ba'agosha kasa. If you ready have a taruvis, then you go basa kavan. If I come out of vatel awesome, kavan al davar achemut. Raya gadayu le davar. Mashkos of a rajma. Vuvi yerdei tzadik tes of yudalin. Also in simu kufcha beisafei. If a small amount of this went into a keli, it's not the derech to use it a davar mu'it. But to l'shtamish by the gam bezechol can a vator kumuvah b'achrayim. It's more than I said. He said the Torah and the Ra argue even in that case. So first of all, they argue even in that case. And aval b'klisha daka l'pa'am l'shtamish tava mu'id, like a frying pan. Sometimes you use a small amount, also l'shtamish by, even with more. Shem avan l'slachat chila, afila isa mu'id, afila isa baluak, v'shukun arkuf chabez, zeo tam afurish, it says b'feri, shem avan l'slachat chila. L'chari yifla, it's a pella, hal yei kamen asil l'vatel, rak l'vashu b'kteira, l'lecho b'kaira. Elavadai, shadavka b'davish, v'anis arvitiru, it may come us ilavatil, avala are mitchila, avshingabashtamish bakli. So he limits it to a case where there's already a taruvis. You already have bugs in the honey, or you already have a taruvis, but it's not a straight out heter. And therefore he limits it to such a case. He's not matir lechatchila to do something directly to some day that'll be bottled, but if it's already, bugs are already in the honey, you can't get them out. So there's a het. And I have to tell you, the Taz himself, in Kuflam and Ches, seems to say this. He says, my heter is only if you can't pull it out. If you can pull it out, and I'm not mad there. The malam and the honey, you can't really separate the malam from the honey. So he brings the heter in, I think, four places, but in the fourth place, in Kuflam and Ches, where he brings Sivkat Yudalid, he says to rely on this when there's no Eitzah. When you have water that you can just put through an easy filter, it's not clear that it's Mutta. The Noid Yehuda is not so happy with it. Im Kol Zeh, I believe that the minig is to be Meikel, like the Pashtus of the Taz and the Shach. We mentioned numerous times, but there is at least Nabi Yehuda who is befakfake. Certainly, when there's an other Eitzah. Now we're going to come back to this. Let's see Sif Yudalid, which is a continuation. So what do we learn today? It was good day so far. Yud Beis, we learned the dehydration heter, and Yud Gimel, we learned the Tazis, what we call the Tazis heter. That's good. Yudalid. I think so. I think when they're floating in Dvash, I don't assume they could live in the Dvash.
Why would you be allowed to cook them until they're on Yantif?
You're killing them on Yantif. If you're killing them, then it will be us. I assume that Nemalim can't breathe. They'd have to breathe at some point. And I assume if they're in Dvash that they can't live. I assume so. What? There's no sinun on spices. Spices, you have to wash and check it. So here you have goyim that are doing the dehydration. By spices, so the Chayodim says, even if a yid does it, there's no aim of atlin because you're destroying it. Destroying it is mutter. You don't have to... He says it's nisraf. It doesn't exist. By us, it's even better because Mr. McCormick's company is doing it. A guy's allowed to do it, and if he's not doing it only for Jews, that's anyway a heter. Yeah, they when they talk about dehydration, they talk about whether it's supposed to fall apart or it just turns into offer. It sounds like it turns into offer, but lemaisa either way. Okay. No, it's talking only there where you can't. I can't get into the Masadic base, but I should mention, he reminded me, this heter, the dehydration heter, it does have another very solid source. A lot of people ask, when we learned the halachas of cheese, we said, you mind the cheese in a keva of an animal. They now be miming in a keva's nevela, nevela's treif. But you can do it in a regular animal. So how can you do me miming in a cheese in a keva? A keva is basa b'chalav. Isn't that a problem? So it does say at the end of Siman Pei Zayin that the reason it's mutter to be maimed milk in a keva, the shas lashin, sifkot and lamed gimel, ara keva, lepam malchanais, im yavshanai, say, v'nasa ke'etz. Mamalanai se'chalav mutter. That's the Ramah. Have a case by Alma.
Yeah,
And the Shah says, who had the Shabbat Mayan, Shiashana, Yashinasa Kates. So there is a heter of Nasik Eitz that it's mutter. There is a heter. The question is, so everybody asks, so why is Nevela any different? If it's Nasik Eitz, it should be mutter. So the Shach in Sivkan Lamed Hei says, Hamami Bar Kevis Nevela is Aser. Aser B'chal Shu. Achilik Kaswa Paiskim Ar Kevas K'sheira Shu Mutter B'fnei Atzmai Les Bei Iser Elam Shum Chiburayim Gevina. It's Heter. So Kaivis Lo Yev Tam Lab Aser B'chal Ofum. It's already Eitz Ba'alma. So it's Mutter. Alahai Bahape Vahai Bahape Aval Ar Nevela Sh'asa Bei Atzmai Kimishu Maimid Anurayin Aisi Kilu Isabeh. So by a maimid, he says it's aser. Obviously, by bugs, it's not an issue of a maimid. We find a heter of some of this nesiabesh that there's no din that it's a daisen tam or that it's that it gives yisur. Now, it's not exactly the same as here, but it's just a similarity to the idea. Actually, the iteration was saying it's isberia. Here we're saying it's isisur, but. Be that as it may. All right, I'm sidetracking back to the dehydration. I want to stick to the heter of the Taz. That's Yitzhak Katnir Dalit. Shchita mitzuloim. If you have wheat that's wormy, mutar l'teichdan, you could grind it. V'shirakid hakemach l'or hayoim. You have to sift the flour. Once you get the flour out, you have to sift it well. And the chol telash yirisham yuzukenu v'ashar muta. So you have a heta here to grind it. Obviously, when you grind it, it's going to some worms are going to become ground up as well. And b'meila, you have a heta of the of grinding it, and it's muta. So you're allowed to grind it. Now, what is the heta of grinding it? So it says here that there are two milas in the grinding. Shach sivkat mem mutal teichdam. Two reasons. Now you'll all tell me the Taz's reason, right? You're grinding it because you're grinding it, not because of mitzvah. So the shach actually brings two reasons. Shach mem mutal teichdam. Shein derech klash yitzchul hateloim. It's not the derech for the worms to get ground up. Kisheshevchin achitim b'teich afar chases when you spill the chitim into the container. I told you last week, if you drop a blackberry or a raspberry, a strawberry, the nature of the bugs is when it lands, if you drop it from a foot or two height, you could see the bugs, they run away. The nature of the bugs is from the banging, they run away. He says, the same thing, when you put them into a grinding machine, the bugs say, I got to get out of here, and they head for the hills. So shechayil lotes reishin ubarchin lechutz. They run away. Dafdei ve'apachasa. They kail v'nidan arechayim. They don't like to be disturbed in their sleep. I can't shein shuba sedesh. If he's a rechayim shein bayafachasas, if you have a rechayim where they can't run away, kagam rechayim diyada like a handmill, hayasim el akakasa v'second hetel. I had to mitamacher. Shafi mitchadu ateloim b'telim b'samach b'secha kemach. The bugs are batal b'shishim. And listen to this. Now, is what we call the Taz's heter. So he says two reasons. The bugs run away, one heter. Even if they don't run away, according to that, it's mutter in any rechayim. And Mamela Shalom Yisrael, we have a second heter. Now here, Rabbi Kiva Eger, just like the Nadi Yehuda was the mefakfek on this din of the so-called Taz's heter, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, Tshuva Ayin Zayin, he says, I don't get it. What kind of heter is this? Look at the language of Tshuva Sadeshin. Tshuva Sadeshin said, Ein Zeh Bevatelis, said the first white line, Kivin the Safiku Misarav Shemisaklal, Vagam Ena Machavin Lavat. He didn't say Ena Machavin is a heter, like we always say. He says if A, it's a suffix, if there's Isser, and B, Einam Achavim Levato, then it's okay. So you have water. Water is a suffix if it has bugs in it. So we have a heti. You can boil the water. You're not Machavim Levato. It's only a suffix. But here the Shaila comes up. If someone wants to make a smoothie out of vegetables. So let's say someone wants to take strawberries and make a smoothie. So that's mamish this case. You're putting it in a rechayim, and you, now a regular blender does not grind bugs. The bugs stay whole. But a juicer does. That's what the people in the business tell me. Now a juicer does. So you want to put it in a juicer. So what's your heter? The taz is heter. You're going to make a smoothie because you're going to put it into a machine and you're going to grind it. It's going to be batel b'shishim. The bugs are batel b'shishim. And it's ekavet asu levatel. You would make it that way anyway. So it's mamish the heter of the honey of the taz. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the tshuva says he doesn't understand why the taz and shach are so quick to be makel. He says that the trumas hadesha, which is the source, this shach, is only mevatel, is only matir, in a case where it's also a suffix. So if it's a suffix, he's masking. If it's not a suffix, then he's not masking. And Rabbi Kiveger asks a few kashas on the heter, this Taz's heter that we know is used widely. Rabbi Yehuda asks from the Rashba. Kiveger asks an interesting question. He asks, we know from we learn Hilchos Taruvos, certain things are not batel. A davar chashuv is not batel, right? We all know that there's a list of things that are dvarim chashuvim that are not batel because they're dvarim chashuvim. It says rimoni perach, rimoni badon, and a guy say perach. There are certain things that are chashuv. And they're not batel. A bal chai is not batel. The whole animal that mixes is not batel. And it says, "Kol dava shu chashuv eitzel b'nei makim me'amakaymis." Any chashuv in any given place, kagayin, a guy say perach, we may name badon, Beretz Yisrael, where it was considered to be chashuv. So b'isem azmanim, b'isem b'chashu l'fi chashivusay. So here you have a remine. Let's say you have a remine of Arla, and it mixes in with 60 other reminim. So it should be batel b'shishim. It's right. It's yavish b'yavish, but even with 60, it's not batel because the davar chashuv is not batel. Frekar b'kiva eger. How do you eat a pomegranate? Nobody bites into a pomegranate. You want to eat a pomegranate, you cut it. Once you cut it, it's not a davar chashuv anymore. So, and it's ain't kavanasi levatel. When you cut the remind, that's how you remind him. You're not eating it because you want to be mevatel it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't understand. If you hold ain't kavanasi levatel as a heter, this taz is heter, so every time you have a davar chashuv that's not batel in a mixture, why isn't it batel? The fact is, you're going to cut it up, just like the wheat. You're going to grind it, so it's mutter. So remind him. Nobody bites into remind him. Everybody cuts it. Or bal chai. Right, an animal is a davar chashuv. It's not batel in a mixture. What do you mean it's not batel? No one bites into an animal. You're going to shech the animal. You're going to cut it up. You're going to salt it, and or even a chicharo or a schabed. It's not batel. But nobody bites into a steak. I should say nobody. Most people, you cut it up before you eat it. So once you cut it up, it's a kavod asil avatel. A cut piece of steak is not a davar chashuv. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says a kavod asil avatel is a heter. So it does a shtim with the whole slew of rules. So it must be, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that ein kavanasi levatel is a heter by smekis. It's not a heter by an issur lefaneinu. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's raya.
Doesn't that change
the laws of official hakum if it's royal shulchan malachim? Royal shulchan malachim has nothing to do with... Royal shulchan malachim has nothing to do with whole. Royal shulchan malachim, even if it's eaten on shulchan malachim ground up. But the point here is that a davar chashuv not being batel because of its chashivas, it only has chashivas till you cut it up. Once you cut it up, it's there's no.
It's come by with the wrong one. You don't know you're giving him the wrong steak. It's also a
suffix. But you know there's an issa there.
Yeah, but we don't know.
So what do you do? You make it worse. You're not making it better.
Yeah,
it's a bigger problem, but so you're not answering, right? Not answering Rikki Vegas cash.
It's not the effort, it's not the original Hashiva, it has to be the final result.
Why is it got by itself? We're talking about grinding the wheat and the bugs, and we're putting it into a grinder and grinding it with our hands. Right. So what?
Chopped meat.
It doesn't have a chivs of beria. It might be a chiv of love. A steak is chashiv. Chopped meat. I don't think chopped meat is. Yesterday we were learning Gemara in the afternoon. I said a burger is not a double chashiv. No one started up with me. I don't know. It's now what? In the what?
In the wheat.
That's what he's saying. The Trumas Hadeshin says you're not sure, and in Kabbalah Sovatel, that's why it's mutter. So strawberries, we would have to be done if strawberries are ruban or not. It's not so clear in the case of strawberries. In the case of making smoothies, so you need somebody to go through it. Definitely raspberries and strawberries. Maybe I'm not sure. It seems it may be different. I think strawberries straight are, but they when they get washed in the process, like the frozen strawberries, may be different. I'm not borer about the metzias. I'm not. If a guy made a smoothie, it would be mutter. Cause there's no. If he made it not for a Jew, if he made it for a Rav Goyim, yeah. What? Mitzvadai to lie. It says Trumas Hadeshen, right? And in the Trumas Hadeshen, he says Kim the Suffolk or Misarav Shumaser. Maybe means because since they run away, it's a Suffolk. Because some of them run away. I don't know. No, he's saying if it's in something that has holes, then it's a Suffolk. Suffolk. Okay, basically, to sum up what we discussed today. Is what? Could be the suffix if they run away. The suffix is if you're grinding to lime. Look, the Trumas Hadeshen is the suffix. So it could be that he means it's a suffix if they run away. I mean, Mela, yeah, you're left with a suffix in the mixture.
Is that
what? That's his first hat. He has one hat that he run away and one hat to. I don't never experimented. I don't know. To sum up what we learned today in the Taz is we have a Taz's Heter and the Shach, and we have a pickbook of the Doid of Yehuda, we have from the Rashba, which for whatever reason seems like a weaker Kasha, and a pickbook from the Rabbi Kiva Eger, whose Taina is two parts. It's a Svara Taina from Devarim Chashuvim, and it's a... And it's a technical kasha from the fact that Trumas Hadeshen is talking by Sveikus. So by Sveikus, like water, which is only a suffix, it's you have a heter. And by things that are Musa Petelom, it's more of an issue. And this is the issue about making smoothies. So it comes out like the Taz and Shach, it's mutter. They don't say this geder of suffix that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying. You learn Rabbi Kiva Eger, by a suffix you shouldn't be makel. Again, it's a shail of a drabanan. At the end, Lamaisa, once you finish making it, it's sichet not more than a drabanan. And the heter of the Taz is considered to be a solid heter. Now, at this point, we finished the halachis of bugs and produce. But next week, we'll learn we'll get to bugs and fish and meat, etc. But I want to tell you that there is an important Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is a Simin Kuf Yud. It's a, for the Aruch HaShulchan long, it's a Maisyu Gimel through Aisyu Ches, Yud Gimel Yudav Tesvav Tesvav Tesvav, six Sifkatans. He's Malamit Schus on Klal Yisrael. Many Yidnu are just not careful with bugs and produce. It's that way out of Hayyim. Some people are, some people are not. A lot of European Yidn just are not Gairis this whole thing. They say it's a Naya Chumra, and they're not Gairis it. See, he's a Malamit Schus. He's Mitzarif three das yachids into a tziriv. Now, I mentioned that I was once to sit by Dayan Weiss, by the Michas Yitzchak, to hear him answering shailas. It was a sukkis of 1980, sukkis of Toshinem. I went in to give him shalom and asked him if I could listen. When he answered shailas, he told me it was sukkis. He told me he's going to be in the sukkah tomorrow, like from 10 to 12, answering shailas, so I could come. So I sat there for 2 hours. And there was no shaila that was worth writing down. In other words, he got the shailas that everybody gets. You know, the heavy shailas he got in private. The walk in and walk out shailas were very typical. However, I had the opportunity to talk to him between people. I had the opportunity, and thinking back, I wish I would have prepared better. But one thing that I asked him, which made a rush about me, was the following shaila. I asked him, the big problem Rabbanim have is when you have shailas with China plates. Today the world is, everything is throwaway. It's even different. But in 1980, in the ancient days, nobody wanted to lose a plate of China. You couldn't just replace it. It ruined your set. It was a big thing. Today nobody cares. They buy a new set. It's a crazy world. But that's where China is klicheres, and it's a problem. So yes, then we could be mitzarif by China. The heter of the Yud Beis Chaydish, waiting 12 months, put her away for 12 months. And the heter of doing 3 hagolas. There's a shita, you can do bimagal cheres 3 times. And the heter that it's glazed, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's heter, that has a glazed finish, so it's not bileya. And those that hold that a dava gush is not mavliya. Like I mentioned, like 4, maybe 5 heterim. I asked him, with the 5 heterim, it's enough to be magal. So he told me, what? No, I'm talking about you have China in the house and you put into it a hot piece of cheese, one onto the China in the house. I'm talking about buying it, because buying it is not a hefset. But in the house you have a set of China and someone trafes up something. So he told me the following rule. He said, in halacha, being mitzaref tzirufim and snifim, that's really what it's about. It's some people learn and they say they don't get it, like the Rashba, Mishtamish B'Shefa. Do we paskin? Don't we paskin? All these things not so clear. The answer is we use tzirufim. When people have shilas, a rav has to put together. He says this: you put two shitas together and you make them. He said every time you use a tziruf, you have to have one solid shita. If you have one solid shita, but it's not enough lechatchila to be makel, and you mitzaref other things, it can turn it into a lechatchila. But you have to have one shita that's at least a strong shita to rely on. Now, what exactly the definition of strong, I'm not going to tell you now. But he said to take a bunch of das yachids, that you can wait 12 months, which is a chacham tzvi, but nobody agrees with waiting 12 months, lechatchila. And doing agola 3 times a cheres, who agrees with it? It's also a das yachid. And the place can ignore it for the most part. And the glazed china also, it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden's heter, very few people are bakel. So to take a bunch of das yachids is not really a way to work. Now with that akdama, I'm going to tell what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan is coming to B'malam, it's schus of people that don't. He has a tziruf of 3 shittas. I have to tell you, none of the 3 shittas are really solid shittas. They're 3 das yachids. But as a limud schus, it's good. He says the crazy placey holds that a beria is bottle in shishim pa'amim shishim. When we say a beria asis b'mashahu, the crazy place he says, mashu doesn't mean mashu mashu. You're going to throw one piece of crumb into the ocean, the whole ocean is going to be chametzik. He says, no, there's also a shear. He says, shishim pa'amim shishim, which is 1 in 3,600. So he says, when it's a tiny amount, a worm in a large amount, so that's one, that's a crazier place, Ishita. Then he brings the Mishkanes Yaakov. Mishkanes Yaakov says, we have a rule, a berry is not bottle. Why is a berry not bottle? Why is a berry not bottle? Dava Chashuv. He says, bugs are Dava Chashuv? He says, oh, they mean bugs. A berry is a Dava Chashuv when it has some Cheshivas to it. But he said a dava cotton called kaf, that's his lashon, is not, it can't be a, it's very mistaver. He says there's no din. No, there's 2 din in a berry. One din is if you take a berry and eat it, it's like you ate a kazayas. That's a separate issue. Here we're talking taruvis. When it's in a mixture, that... And the third thing he says, which seems to be his own svara, that a dava mos can be called a dava chashuv. A bug that's a dava mos, that's a dava chashuv. So he says these three at there, crazy place, a dava cotton kolkach can be a dava chashuv, and a dava mos can't be a dava chashuv. So with these three together, he's melamed schus. He doesn't say to make a lachatchila, but there's at least melamed schus on Klal Yisrael. And maybe it's even fair to say that the hergish people have not to worry about bugs so much comes to a great degree from this idea that the bug is, what is it? It's a, such a dava cotton, such a dava mos. So kaponim, these are the heterim. We're going to learn next week, I guess we'll probably know to finish the simin. We'll learn about worms and meat and fish is where it's the gaya today. It's a shame.